Hey everyone, this is Mary DeButh and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, in the NIRV, the New International Reader's Version. And another little quick thing, if you like to be prayed for, some of you already have this going on, but you may not know this, but I pray for people by name on Mondays, and they come to your email inbox every Monday for 2 years. And so if you're interested in receiving a personalized prayer every Monday for 2 years, you can go to marydemuth.com/Monday prayer and you can sign up for that. So excited about reading these Proverbs today. And here we go, 1 through 10, chapter 10. A wise son makes his father glad, but a foolish son brings sorrow to his mother. Riches that are gained by sinning aren't worth anything, but doing what is right saves you from death. The Lord gives those who do right the food they need, but he lets those who do wrong go hungry. Hands that don't want to work make you poor, but hands that work hard bring wealth to you. A child who gathers crops in summer is wise, but a child who sleeps at harvest time brings shame. Blessings are like crowns on the heads of those who do right, but the trouble caused by what sinners say destroys them. The names of those who do right are used in blessings, but the names of those who do wrong will rot. A wise heart accepts commands, but foolish chattering destroys you. Anyone who lives without blame walks safely, but anyone who takes a crooked path will get caught. An evil wink gets you into trouble, and foolish chattering destroys you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do want to be wise offspring of our children. And I know for this, every time I read scriptures like this, Lord, it's hard for me because having grown up the way I have, I'm not really sure how to process these words because I didn't receive the instruction that was considered wise in my childhood. But nonetheless, you have instructed me, and so I want to bring joy, not sorrow, to you. And Lord, help us to have those kind of welcoming hearts and welcoming ears to hear your wisdom. Lord, give us caution today in the way we make money. Help us to honor you by the way we make wealth, not by sinning, which I would think means cheating or lying or stealing. That's not the way to make wealth. The way to make wealth is by doing what is right. Lord, we do want to do right. We do want to have hearts that long to do right. And we just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit who lives within us, who gives us the desire to will and work for your good pleasure. This is part of the new covenant, part of our heritage, knowing that we're not alone in this. We don't have to force ourselves, you know, and grit our teeth, but your Spirit within us gives us the power to obey you. Lord, help us to be industrious, as it says, hands that don't want to work make you poor, but hands that work hard bring wealth to you. Lord, we want to work hard, and we know we need your strength for that. We know that it is you that gives us the power to make wealth. I believe that's in Deuteronomy somewhere. Maybe it's 8. I can't remember. But yes, you're the one that gives us the power to make that. So we just honor you because of that, Lord. The verse that really struck me today as I was reading it was verse 5. A child who gathers crops in summer is wise, but a child who sleeps at harvest time brings shame. This is something I'm working on right now in my life, Lord, as you know, and I am a really good worker. I plant lots of seeds, but when harvest time comes, I almost move on to the next thing without glorying in the harvest. And so I pray for those today who may have that same story. They work, and once something comes to fruition, instead of rejoicing in it and settling there and pointing back to all the great things that you've done, they move on quickly. And Lord, instead, help us to settle ourselves on the mountaintop of achievement, because you're the one that caused us to have the achievement, and also to be able to pick the fruits of our labor, to actually have fruit. In order to do that, we have to stop and harvest it. And so, Lord, give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hands to pluck that we would pluck during the harvest and really enjoy the blessings that you have given us. Lord, it says that blessings are like crowns on the heads of those who do right. We need those blessings. We need that crown. We want to have your blessings. We want to do right. We want to accept your command. We want to be right with you. And we just thank you right now that there's nothing that we can do to make that happen, but that you who sent Jesus on the cross, Father, you have completed it. It is finished, he said. There is nothing more that can be added to that. And as we come to you asking forgiveness and connecting with you, we have the grace we need and to have in help for time of need. And so I just thank you for that, Lord. We can walk with full assurance of salvation. We can walk with full assurance of forgiveness. And we can live in this age of grace with you. We love you and we worship you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So excited to have you here. If you would like to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's a bunch of different levels. I do an original painting every month for my Patreon sponsors, so at $5 or more. So if you're interested in that, you can do it. So have a great day, and may the Lord be with you. And may you understand that he's walking alongside you.